Hare Krishna. Saturday here in New Rajadam. Beautiful weather, and it's our annual fair, or what we call Búcsú, which is untranslatable in Hungarian, but literally it means greeting. In any case, yesterday we had a very nice day. In fact, we had two nice day. Two nice day means that it's too warm, and when it's too warm, people are more inclined to stay down by the nearby lake, Lake Balaton, rather than come here. So we had around 1,200 people, or around, we did have 1,200 people, and of course, Friday is always sort of a half day. It's a slow day now. Weekend will be the main day. And the only unfortunate thing is the weather is even more nice. It's clear skies. There's no wind. Looks like it's going to be around 32 degrees today and 33 tomorrow. And that's too nice. And as it happens, we have the swimming across the Balaton, which is the largest freshwater lake, in Europe. And they're not swimming the length of it, that would be quite a feat, but they're swimming the width of it. And so that's also something we're going to be competing with. It did occur to me that rather than praying for not too hot weather to Rosh Hashanah every year, we schedule this event at a possibly cooler time, as this is about the warmest time of the year, although of course in August it can even get warmer. What to do? Everything is beautifully arranged, beautifully set up. It's 9:30. I'm just going to be leaving in about 10 minutes, and there's the tent show going on, of course, guests being able to visit the temple room with a big book tent. There's tents everywhere. There's a restaurant tent that probably seats around 700 people, takes up the whole square in front of the temple room. I'll be putting pictures up of all of this. By the barn, we have another series of tents, cooking exhibition, as well as a whole self-sufficiency village. And in between these two main display areas, there's a string of shops all along the road that connects the two. And at the Gurukula, we have all kinds of children's events, trampoline, other kinds of kiddie things, horse rides, and so on. So we're, again, hoping that we can break the 10,000 barrier. And let's see if we're successful or not. In any case, we're making the effort to please the Lord and glorify Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada and Radha Shyam. I'm just one of the hundreds of devotees who are engaged here full time. What you hear in the background is the train taking around guests. Well, it's full. Completely full. That's quite amazing. Train is taking around guests around New Rajadam, around the circular road that goes around the farm. And my service is sitting in the fundraising tent. Surprise, surprise. Raising funds for the renovation of Radha Shyam's deity room, altar, Shungasan, and so on. Something that I've mentioned before, and I'll be mentioning again. So if you want to help me have a good day today, then you can make a transfer from abroad, and that'll go on to my score. And aside from that, I'm giving introductory talks to the guests, and we have weddings today and tomorrow. Today's wedding is going to be quite a novel one. It's not Hungarian devotees, but it's rather Nrisimha Krishna and Krishna Mala, his wife, or at least going to be wife. They're getting married, and they're devotees from Turkey. And they're here with their parents and other Turkish devotees. So it'll be very interesting to explain that to the audience. If anyone knows European history, you know that the Ottoman Empire stretched all the way here to Hungary, and for 150 years or 170 years, Hungary was under Turkish occupation. So there's a particularly interesting connection between Turkish history and Hungarian history. So it'll be interesting to see how the crowd in the tent reacts to that historic event. And then, of course, there's all kinds of other guests on their way, and the media places really crawling with media yesterday. There were quite a few, considering that yesterday wasn't really one of the major days, but many of them are local TV and papers, and I think the national ones have been invited to visit today. On top of that, of course, there's a non-stop stage program going on from 9 in the morning till 6 in the evening, and not as professional and expert as the festival program of Indrajula Maharaj, but we're doing our best, all Hungarian talent, local talent, and from children doing boy children doing a drum performance, which is very professional, very effective, to yoga demonstration, kirtan and bhajan, of course, nonstop, as well as drama and talks. So, and of course, on top of that is unlimited prasadam that's being served, as I mentioned, in the tent, in every part of the farm. There must be at least three, four prasadam venues. Srila Prabhupada always wanted that our guests should be able to eat as much prasadam as they want, and even more. So I'm headed off, and wish that some of our listeners would come and visit. We do have devotees from nearby countries. It's a very beautiful preaching program in which thousands and thousands of local Hungarians come from all over the country. It's really an event that at least almost everyone I talk to knows about. Either they've heard about it, or they've personally attended over the past probably 15 years that we've had it. Hare Krishna. Gotta go. Be in touch tomorrow.